Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Is This Autism? A Guide for Clinicians and Everyone Else is a nonfiction clinical guide by Donna Henderson, Sarah Wayland. Sarah Wayland and Jamel White that explains how autism can present beyond narrow or outdated stereotypes. Written for clinicians as well as families, educators, and autistic readers, the book uses the DSM-5-TR diagnostic criteria as an organizing framework while reinterpreting them through a neurodiversity-affirming lens. Its purpose is not simply to define autism, but to show how autistic traits may appear in subtle, camouflaged, gendered, or culturally shaped ways that are often overlooked in assessment. The book also broadens the discussion beyond diagnosis by addressing common co-occurring challenges and autistic strengths, making it both a practical reference and a corrective to deficit-based approaches. By combining clinical clarity with lived autistic perspectives, it aims to improve recognition, reduce misdiagnosis, and support more respectful understanding of autistic people. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using DSM-5-TR criteria as a practical map rather than a checklist. A central strength of the book is that it organizes autism understanding around the current diagnostic criteria, but it does so in a way that emphasizes interpretation rather than rigid scoring. Each criterion is treated as a starting point for asking what autistic experience may look like in real life, including reciprocity, nonverbal communication, relationships, repetitive behavior, flexibility, interests, and sensory differences. This matters because diagnostic lists often become overly literal, leading readers to expect obvious or stereotyped behaviors. The authors instead show that the same underlying trait can look different depending on age, gender, coping style, language ability, or environment. That approach helps clinicians think more accurately and helps non-clinicians understand why an autistic person may not fit popular media stereotypes. The book, therefore, functions as a bridge between formal diagnostic language and the actual diversity of autistic presentation. Rather than treating criteria as a gatekeeping tool, it treats them as a framework for more careful observation and more humane interpretation. Secondly, explaining camouflaged and less obvious autism presentations. The book is especially focused on autism that is missed because it does not present in the most visible or disruptive ways. It highlights masking, compensatory social learning, compliance, and other forms of camouflaging that can make autistic traits harder to detect in daily life and in standard assessments. This is one of the book's most important contributions because many diagnostic systems still privilege behaviors more commonly recognized in boys, while overlooking presentations often seen in girls and in people who have learned to hide difficulties. The authors show why a person may appear socially competent while actually relying on intense effort, rehearsal, or recovery time after interaction. They also explain how apparently mild or atypical signs may represent significant internal strain. This reframing has practical consequences. It can reduce underdiagnosis, especially in people whose intelligence, verbal ability, or social imitation skills have allowed them to pass as non-autistic. The book encourages readers to look beyond surface performance and consider the cost of maintaining that performance over time. Thirdly, integrating autistic voices to correct clinical distance. Another distinguishing feature of the book is its use of contributions from a large number of autistic people, which gives the text a stronger connection to lived experience than many clinical manuals. Instead of describing autism only from an outsider perspective, the authors weave in reflections that show how traits feel from the inside, confusing, exhausting, protective, comforting, or identity shaping. This matters because autism is often described in terms of deficits alone, which can flatten experience and miss the meaning behind behaviors. Autistic voices help explain why certain patterns are adaptive responses to overload, uncertainty, or social exclusion rather than random symptoms. They also help readers understand that being autistic is not only about difficulty but also about self-knowledge, belonging, and difference. For clinicians, this internal perspective can sharpen assessment by revealing what a behavior is doing for the person. For families and autistic readers, it provides language that can validate experiences that previously felt isolated or unexplained. The book's integration of lived testimony, therefore, changes not just what is learned, but how autism is framed. Fourthly, addressing co-occurring challenges without losing the autism framework. The second half of the book extends the discussion beyond the core diagnostic criteria by covering common co-occurring challenges and autistic strengths. This is important because many autistic people are first recognized through anxiety, depression, burnout, sensory distress, or other secondary concerns. While the underlying neurodevelopmental pattern remains hidden, by placing these issues in context, the book helps readers avoid mistaking consequences of unmet support needs for separate or unrelated problems. At the same time, it does not reduce autism to a list of difficulties. The inclusion of strengths is not decorative. It serves to show how traits that can create friction in one setting may also contribute to persistence, depth of interest, honesty, pattern recognition, or focused expertise. This balanced approach supports more accurate conceptualization and more appropriate intervention planning. Instead of asking only what needs to be fixed, the reader is encouraged to ask what conditions help the person function, communicate, and participate more effectively. That makes the book useful not only for diagnosis, but also for support planning after diagnosis. Lastly, making autism assessment more culturally aware and inclusive. The book also pays attention to cultural considerations in assessment, which is an important but often underdeveloped part of autism diagnosis. Behaviors that are judged unusual in one context may be normal, valued, or simply differently expressed in another. Likewise, communication style, eye contact, emotional expression, and family expectations can all shape how autism is interpreted by clinicians. By including this dimension, the authors push against diagnostic practices that treat one social norm as universal. This is especially important because misdiagnosis or misdiagnosis can occur when clinicians mistake cultural difference, gendered socialization, or coping style for evidence against autism. The book therefore encourages more contextual and less assumption-driven evaluation. Its inclusive framing is useful for practitioners who work with diverse populations and for readers trying to understand why someone may have been overlooked despite significant autistic traits. In this way, the book is not only about identifying autism more accurately, but also about improving the fairness of the identification process itself. In conclusion, Is This Autism? Adults Exploring a Possible Autism Diagnosis, and Autistic People Who Want a More Nuanced Account of How Autism Can Look in Practice. Its main value lies in making diagnostic criteria understandable without flattening them into stereotypes. Readers gain a clearer way to notice masked traits, gendered presentations, sensory differences, and the gap between outward behavior and internal effort. They also gain a better sense of how co-occurring difficulties and autistic strengths fit into a broader developmental picture, compared with many books in the autism category. This one stands out because it combines current clinical framing with neurodiversity, affirming language, and a large number of autistic perspectives. That combination gives it unusual credibility and practical relevance. It is not just a book about recognizing autism. It is a book about how recognition should be done more carefully, more contextually, and with more respect for autistic experience. For readers who want a contemporary, balanced, and clinically grounded resource, it is one of the more distinctive titles in the field. If you would like to support Donna Henderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.